Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknowns. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio, your Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcommunitycollege.edu. Scoring recap here for the halftime. In the first quarter, of 11-29, 9-yard run by Micah Meekings. Two plays, 25 yards. Two-point conversion fails. Rockport has a lead, 6-0. 10:46 left in the first quarter. A 1-yard run by Simmons. Caps a 3-play, 49 yards. Two-point conversion failed. Tied at 6 after the first quarter. 10:32 in the second quarter, a 26-yard pass from Simmons to Spinato. 6 plays, 53 yards, and Graves goes in for the 2-point conversion to make it 14-6. At 8:24 left, Rockport scores on a 12-yard run by Burke. 5 plays, 65-yard drive. 2-point conversion failed, 14-12, East Atchison. With 7:19 left in the second, East Atchison has a 2-yard run by Spinato. Caps the 3-play, 50-yard drive, and Spinato gets in for the 2-point conversion to make it a 10-point lead, 22-12. And right there before halftime with 3:07 left and on a 1-yard run is Micah Meekings of Rockport to give a 7-play, 59-yard drive. 2-point conversion failed, and at halftime it's 22-18, East Atchison. John, all yours.
22-16 at halftime here. East Atchison with the lead on a bright, sunny afternoon. Oh. In Tarkio, Missouri, beautiful afternoon for football. Good first half. Right now, what we'll do, we'll send it back to the studio. We'll take a 2-minute break here from our sponsors. Be sure to thank them when you talk to them for bringing you high school football action. We couldn't do it without them. Then we'll check in with the weather forecast here for more of our sponsors. We're back here in just a few minutes. Come up on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. 85 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 53. Tonight, partly cloudy. Sunny skies. Tomorrow, high of 76. Temperatures below average Monday and Tuesday, with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at halftime, looking at some of the numbers for the first half offensively for the East Atchison Wolves here at Spinato. 9 carries, 97 yards. 2 receptions for 40 yards in the first half, 0 for 1 passing. Simmons, the quarterback, 4 carries, 32 yards, a touchdown, 2 of 5 passing for 40 yards, and 1 score through the air. And also, they have 6 carries for 55 yards for Grimes, Graves, the fullback in the first half for East Atchison. For Rockport in the first half, Aiden Burke, 3 of 3 passing for 37 yards, 3 of 3 for 37, 1 rush for 12 yards and 1 touchdown. Phillip Aarons, 19 carries already for the first half for 84 yards, 2 receptions for 7 yards, and Micah Macon, 6 carries, 48 yards, a couple of scores, and we had 1 catch for 30 yards in the first half for the Rockport Blue Jays, and making that catch in the first half was Breck and Kelly. So that is a look at some of the numbers in the first half of today's ballgame here at East Atchison in Tarkio. Fans, when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention in the national anthem? Cheer for a good play by the opposing team? Well, if your team loses, you take it well in stride, or the answer to yes to any of those questions. You're showing a good positive example of sportsmanship. Don't forget, when you attend a high school event, young eyes are watching you. For examples of acceptable behavior and making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. This message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and at Sunny 101.3. Halftime score 22-18, East Atchison 4-0 on the year, leading 3-1 Rockport at halftime. We'll take another 2-minute break, be back with some more halftime information coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Tarkio. Little reminder, coming up tomorrow, 11 o'clock pregame and a noon kickoff tomorrow. The Kansas City Chiefs in Indianapolis take on the Colts tomorrow afternoon. You can hear that here on Sunny 101.3. Chiefs 2-0, Indianapolis winless so far on the season at 0-2. Noon kickoff tomorrow on Sunny 101.3. Next week, you'll be able to hear the East Atchison Wolves again on Sunny 101.3. On Friday night, they'll be traveling down to Mountain City taking on the Panthers in another Highway 275 conference game. That's next Friday night at 7 at Mountain City. Also next Friday night on Sister Station, AM 1230 and 107.1 KTNC. Falls City's Sacred Heart will travel to Humboldt as the Irish take on HTRS. Both teams 3-2 on the year. That's next Friday night on KTNC. So join us for that. Then back Saturday, Husker football back on the air next Saturday over on KTNC. That's 6:30 kickoff when Indiana comes to Lincoln to take on the Huskers next week. Troy, it's been a most interesting first half.
Yeah. You know, you look at that first quarter, and we had those first scoring drives, and we thought, okay, this is going to be a little
wild and woolly.
Yeah. And everything's just kind of settled down from there until about that last 3 minutes, you know, and we had some, I don't know what you call them.
Interesting calls.
Interesting calls, and a lot of confusion.
Two calls,
everywhere.
Three calls on one play, and
yeah.
You know. Sometimes it works like that. Not that the officials are doing a bad job.
No,
but
no,
just the way that
yeah.
Sometimes things work out strangely in a football game.
Yeah. All right, so if I remember right, East Atchison won the toss and took the ball at the beginning of the half, so Rockport should have it coming out of half.
And Rockport got it on a fumble.
Yes, that too.
Oh, well, it was even
yeah.
fumbled.
Well,
a kick that nobody could get to except a Rockport player, so
yeah.
Blue Jays should have the ball to start this third period. Kickoffs have been interesting so far. Rockport continuing to kick off short, not quite onside kicks, but kicking short. Keep the ball away from Spinato. That's good sound thinking there. Anytime you don't have to give him the ball, that's more than fine. They put a 3-minute warm-up on the scoreboard. Both teams are huddled up around the drinks here at the halftime break. So, Logan, that gives us time for one more 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here's the kickoff to start the second half. Eden Burke, it bounces to him. He picked it up, dances around one of his own blockers. He kind of fell down on his way and returned the ball out to around the 25-yard line. They took the final 50 seconds of our warm-up period off the clock and got started, which is fine with me, but it will be Rockport ball, first and 10 in their own 25 here. 11:53 up on the clock to go third quarter. The Blue Jays down 22-18. Aiden Burke, the quarterback, senior, 165-pounder. Philip Heron, a bit of workhorse. What did he say? 18 rushes attempt in the first half. And they give him the ball again. Right up the middle he goes, and he'll roll down at the 30-yard line after he's tripped up.
Lincoln Murray in on the tackle there for the East Atchison Wolves.
So that will put Rockport now in the ball game at 148 yards rushing as a team here. Interesting, Troy. Micah Makin jogged over and got the play call that time from Coach. He'll line up at the left halfback in a split formation. There's a snap. And Heron coming to the left side. A nice tackle. Fighting off the block and a perfect form tackle.
Yep. Again, Lincoln Murray there. He just hitting him low, wrapping him up, and just kept driving him, doing exactly what he was taught to do at a younger age.
Right at the line of scrimmage, no gain on the play. It'd be third down and 5 now. Four defensive linemen, for the most part, for East Atchison in this ball game. Sneak a linebacker up there, sometimes two. This time, four down linemen, three linebackers. quarterback Burke going to keep on a little bootleg. Broke a tackle at the first down mark and falls forward to midfield. A gain of 10 and a first down.
Colin Headland coming up from his defensive end position and getting that tackle for the Wolves.
All right. Slow, methodical game. Both teams really would like to play keep away from the other team and doing a pretty good job of it here so far today. A few big plays, but they can just pound it out 5-6 yards at a time. Both coaches are pretty happy today. From midfield, Makings takes a handoff, and Micah spins for a yard, maybe two on the play, and that's about it.
Looks like we got Kennergy and Headland helping out each other for the tackle there for East Atchison.
Second down, 9 now for the Rockport Blue Jays here. Brecken Kelly caught a big 30-yard pass back in the first half down the left sideline going this way. Rockport with the wind's kind of changed a little. Well, as a try, they're still mostly westerly, I guess.
Yeah.
Still at the backs of Rockport here. Time Heron split out here. Is that him on the near left side? And now the play quarterback keeps to trying to get out wide. Good defense. Boy, they're just stringing that thing along.
Yeah.
Berg got taken down hard over on the far sideline in front of the bench for East Atchison.
Yeah, which is what you said, John. East Atchison doing a great job going straight down the line of scrimmage. And yeah, he got away from two tackles, but Charlie Leatherby lit him up and just shoved him out of bounds.
Nowhere to go. Second down, 10 as they lose a yard on the play. Corby Jacob coming in with a play here for the Blue Jays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We got 8 or 9 players out there. Thought they had an extra player. It goes to Heron, and Philip Heron tries the right side, and there's nothing there. Maybe a yard on the play.
Quite a few black shirts in on the tackle there, but bleeding in his Braden Graves.
Limping off to the sideline this time for East Atchison as their right guard, Jared Hunter, the 220-pound senior, gets over here to the sideline and trying to walk off whatever happened to him there. And now punt formation, Micah Makings. The punter stands back at his own 27.5. Nobody deep for East Atchison. Good snap. Punt is away. It's a high kick with backspin. Bounces straight up and then takes a forward bounce into the end zone for the touchback. So the Wolves get it back. They stop Rockport on their first possession of the second half and have it at their own 15. They take 4 minutes or 15 seconds off the third quarter clock. 22-18, East Atchison leading 7:45 to go in this third quarter here this afternoon. Or somebody went and got the football. Spinato does it all, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has ball boy now. Well, he went and retrieved that loose football and give it to him.
Yeah.
Give him a little prize for being a good day. Go and get that ball. He'll line up at a wing spot this time on the right side of the formation. Lone setback is Braden Graves. And it's a quarterback handing it off to Graves. Graves going the right side. Spinato limping around a little bit now after a gain of about 4 or 5 on the play for Graves.
Burke in on the tackle again with Philip Heron. But Burke's coming off, taking his helmet and says, not feeling too good.
It's hot out there, Troy.
Yeah.
He's been in a lot, as all the players have, but it's just it's a warm afternoon, no doubt. All right, line up again. And Spinato.
Oh,
well,
there you go.
That handoff did not go well. Spinato got kind of tangled up with the quarterback there and didn't find any running room as the defense got in there just as soon as he got the football that time.
Ryder Heron, your large defensive lineman there, freshman, putting the hit and driving him backwards.
No gain on the play. Hundred 180 yards on the ground in this game so far for East Atchison. This time, Spinato comes out here to the right side with Owen DeRozier. Lone setback is Braden Graves behind the quarterback, Blake Simmons. And right up the middle, it goes to Graves again, fighting for it. Hell, boy, he got the first down. He needed five. He got about seven. First down for East Atchison.
Number 22, Corbin Jacobs and Cade Making get on the tackle for Rockport.
187 yards now on the ground and a first down for East Atchison. Spinato going over, talking to the coach. Back in the huddle he goes. East Atchison walking up to the ball. Trent Kingery comes wide to the right, split man wide left, and a slot man to the left. Shotgun set. And the handoff up the middle to Graves. Oh, got a good block in midfield. Cuts back inside and now outside, still on his feet, and tripped up inside the 30 all the way down to the 20-yard line of Rockport.
Fine running there. Finally gets brought down by Dylan Lair and Cade Makings.
It goes a 33-yard pickup and a first down for Graves. Now to the 20-yard line of Rockport. Blue Jays need to come up with a stop here if they can to keep this a four-point ball game at 22-18, 5.5 to play, third quarter. Hand the ball ahead. Boy, Graves getting to work out here offensively. Pounds the middle again. He'll be forward for about 3 or maybe 4 yards on the play.
Philip Heron in on the tackle there for Rockport.
Down to the 22-yard line the ball goes. 2nd and 7. Blue Jays with 4 defensive linemen and 2 linebackers, a couple of defensive backs, but those defensive backs come up to support the run often, as it appears they will on this play as well. Spinato on the right side and a split backfield this time with Graves. And the quarterback boot around the left side. Moving up, cutting inside, and knocked down after a gain of a first down. Blake Simmons showing some pretty good speed there. He'll move the ball from the 22 all the way down to the 5, a 17-yard gain.
Philip Heron coming up from behind and throwing him to the ground for a touchdown-saving tackle. There we go.
At the 5-yard line now, 1st and goal. 4.5 to play, 3rd quarter. The clock continues to run here. 4-point game. East Atchison looking to make it a double-digit lead here with a 6-pointer. Spinato in the backfield, takes the direct snap, tucks it up the field, cuts inside and cuts back, and he is in the end zone for a touchdown for East Atchison, coming from 5 yards out. Jared Spinato with the run. 7-play, 65-yard drive. Reese Atchison, that's the one that takes the wind out of your sails on a hot day.
Yes.
If you're Rockport, you'll have to bounce back now. All right, line them up in the shotgun, a wildcat, whatever you want to call it. Throw over the middle is incomplete. No good on the 2-point try. 28-18, the lead goes to East Atchison by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to East Atchison High School here in Tarkio, Missouri. The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Fall City. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 4:12 left in the third quarter here, a 5-yard run by Spinato capped a 7-play, 65-yard drive. 2-point conversion fails. East Atchison moves the lead to 28-18.
Pace of the game slowing down a little bit, Troy, between plays and things. Here's the kickoff. and a boot by a different kicker this time, but the same result. And no, picked up by Makings back at the one he got away from, and then he got it.
Uh-oh.
And it had been better off if that ball had found its way to the goal line. Makings knocked down around the 10-yard line.
Not for sure if he really wanted to get that ball or not, because it bounced up high over his head, but it doesn't matter. He touched it, and then he had to move it forward.
Waiting for him to set the ball down here. Tell me where it's at. It looks like the right on the 10.
Yep. Looks like it from here.
4:06 to go. Second possession of the third quarter for Rockport here. Heron and Makings in the backfield with quarterback Aiden Burke. And the give, once again, Philip Heron, a workhorse today. Short yardage, one, maybe two on the play, and that's about it.
Braden Graves getting the tackle that time for the Wolves defense.
Give him a couple on the play, make it second down and eight to go. 3:40 and the clock moving. So I was saying, a lot of times we have a touchdown, we take a break, we come back, we give the scoring wrap up, and they're already kicking off. And today,
yeah,
a little slower. Plenty of time for us, which is good for us. Burke, delayed handoff this time to Mike and Makings. Or no, Burke kept it, did not hand it off. And going now, boy, I wish I'd have handed that ball off. He got knocked around like a pinball there. Third down and eight, no gain on the play for the Rockport quarterback.
But just like you were saying there, John, it looked like there might have been some confusion in the backfield because I don't think Burke was supposed to keep that ball, and like you said, Makings should have had it.
That rarely happens. It turned into a good play, doesn't
it? Yeah, yes.
All right, we're going to go with a shotgun set motion man. And a jet sweep to the left side, trying to get around the corner with the football. This time for Rockport, carrying the football, Dylan Lehrer. And Lehrer just didn't have enough running room. He'll bring up fourth down and around five, as he'll pick up about 3 yards on the play.
DeRozier in on the tackle for East Atchison. Again, doing a great job. Open field tackle, wrap him up and throw him down.
But you hate to punt it away, but it's fourth and five deep in your own territory, so it's the smart play here. East Atchison puts nobody back. Makings ready to kick it. A little high on the snap, but he got it away in good shape. The ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be inside the 30. We're just going to say right on the 25-yard line, all right? I can live with that. So the Wolves at their own 25-yard line with 2:01 to go here in quarter number three. Looking to add to a 10-point lead here this afternoon at Tarkio. It's Highway 275 Conference Football, Rockport at East Atchison today. Ready to roll here. Here comes the East Atchison offense back out on the field. Rockport with their defense out there. Four down linemen. Burke has moved up here to a defensive end on the left side. One setback, Spinato in a wing on the left. Straight ahead, Graves pulling his way forward. He got hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he was able to pick up about 5 yards on that play. Good tough running.
Philip Heron in on the tackle.
That was a good run.
Yeah, he just, like you said, they pushing the pack forward and just dragging a few bodies with them as he go.
A little old school. I'm still debating if I like being allowed to be pushed from behind.
Right. I hear you.
Not so many years that was illegal. Now it's legal, so I don't know. I'm not sure I like it yet.
Yeah.
But nobody asked me. Split back, actually, give it to Graves. Whoops, not this time. No, mind, nothing doing there. No game.
Hank Cal, great tackle there at the line of scrimmage for Rockport.
Yeah, actually going to move back to 24, one on the play.
You said that earlier. There hasn't been too many plays that have lost yardage.
No, not many at all. It's warm out there today. I mean, it was 100 Tuesday, then it really cooled off.
Mm-hmm.
And now it probably just seems pretty darn warm out there in the middle of the afternoon, that bright sunshine. Especially East Action running black uniforms. We'll go to the gun and quarterback with a little hit. It wasn't Spinato. That was the quarterback, Simmons.
Man.
And he threw that ball forward. I'm not sure who had the football. Remember?
Micah Makings on the blitz there just drilled him. He had to get rid of the ball early, and then Pankow finished up for the tackle on the far side for another loss.
It was Spinato that caught it. And a loss of 3 on the play, on the pass. Don't see that often.
Into the third.
And they're going to let the time expire in the third quarter. 28-18, East Action leading Rockport. We'll take a one-minute break and be back to argue after this break on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mountain City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to East Atchison High School here, the Peru State College Game of the Week. We start the fourth quarter. East Atchison has a 10-point lead, 28-18. But they have the ball fourth down and about 9 on their own 25-yard line. And it doesn't look like we're punting. Shotgun formation, dropping back to pass to Simmons. He's got a man. Oh, it was wide.
Ouch.
Not wide open, but he was open, and he had that ball right on the numbers,
yes,
and then
he
drops it.
He was right between two defenders. Had he caught that, he was probably going to score.
Yeah, he was definitely. And he is hanging his head. He's beating himself up. He knew he had that, and that's going to be a turnover on downs now for East Atchison. But, yeah, that ball was his. But
that's a dangerous play to get Rockport football on your own 27-yard line.
All right, so Rockport takes over first and 10 on their own East Atchison's 27-yard line. Fourth quarter action here. Burke under center. He's going to give the ball.
Makings
around the left side, and he's going to pile forward, dragging a lot of athletes there with him. He's going to get about a 9-yard carry on that.
Colin Headland gets the final stop on the play there for East Atchison, but a good gain for Michael Makings.
They're going to give them all 10. There you go. So first and 10 now for Rockport on their own, East Atchison's 16-yard line. Looks like they spot it. All right, Burke comes out of the huddle. It's going to be in a shotgun formation. Micah Makings, your tailback to the left. Two receivers on their both sides. Give the Makings up the center. He's going to break one tackle and be pushed forward. And get about six total yards.
DeRozier gets the tackle. This, again, going to be a good chunk of yardage here for Makings.
Yeah, very good.
Got eight.
Second down and 2 for Rockport. Again, we're in the fourth quarter. The clock running with 10:50 left. Rockport trailing 28-18. Burke brings the team out of the huddle. He goes under center. Philip Heron, the lone back in the backfield, and it's a give to him right up the middle. Your fullback.
Be good for a first down.
Inside the 5.
Charlie Litherberry again leading the way there for the defense.
So first and goal from the 5. Rockport has the ball. 10:30 left here in this game. Trailing by 10. But inside the five here, first and goal. Burke under center. He's going to fake it to Herring, get to Mikings around the left side, and Micah Mikings is going to get in for the touchdown.
Big hole blown open on that left side over there for Rockport. Mikings gets the score from 4 yards out. Caps a four-play, 26-yard drive, and the Blue Jays on the board for the first time here in the second half today. That was a big one, still on a time left in this game, 10-13 to go. Blue Jays looking to pull within 2 points here, 28-24. Now the try for the two-point conversion.
Which they haven't been very good at today.
Nobody has, no.
Yeah. All right, shotgun formation is Burke. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got a man open. Oh, and again, in and out of the hands is the receiver. Two-point conversion fails. With 10-13 left in the game, Rockport scores, make it 24-28. They trail by four. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to your Peru State College Game of the Week.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio, Missouri. Here, the scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn or in Fall City. CJ Kintashe in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. With 10-13 left in the fourth quarter, a four-yard run by Micah Mikings of Rockport. Four plays, 26-yard drive, two-point conversion failed. East Atchison 28, Rockport 24. Set to kick off now for Rockport. I'm stuck on the wire over here. Number 62, Jared Hunter.
My God, am I putting it again?
An onside kick again, but we're going to be fielded perfectly there by East Atchison and down around the 29-yard line.
Okay.
You're not
okay.
Just
okay.
Gets caught on your chair back here.
Oh, okay.
You're fine.
All right, good.
Not too many people tell you that.
No, they don't. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, so East Atchison has the ball, first and 10 on their own 29-yard line. Again, fourth quarter action here, the clock at 10:13. East Atchison's got a four-point lead.
East Atchison coach just ordered up about a 12-play scoring drive.
All right, East Atchison breaks the huddle again, taking their time here. Simmons under center, and he's going to give it up the middle there to Graves. Graves is going to move the pile forward for about 6 yards.
Mikings teams up with Ryan Heron, or Ryder Heron, on the stop there, but a gain of five right up the middle.
Second down and five now for East Atchison. Quarterback Simmons heads to the sideline to get the play from his coach. He jogs back to the huddle. The Wolves in their black jerseys break the huddle. Simmons is going to come up under center.
So, Coach, you're not playing. Why don't you run the plays out here, too?
Yeah. Graves alone back in the backfield, and it's going to give to him on the right side in the middle, and he's going to maybe get 1 or 2 yards here.
I don't know that you're going to see a lot else besides that type of play for East Atchison. Corbin Jacob, a linebacker, comes up, helps out on the stop for Rockport. That's third down and four.
All right, Spinato and Simmons getting the play from the sideline this time. All right, Simmons is going to come under center. He's still got two receivers on the left. Spinato and on the left, Graves lone back in the backfield, and Rockport jumps at the line of scrimmage.
That'll be a first down via penalty.
Yep.
Move the ball to midfield.
So, yeah, first and 10 at midfield for East Atchison. The clock at 8:51 left in the game. East Atchison has a four-point lead, 28-24. Eight-man football on Saturday afternoon in the state of Missouri.
beautiful.
Yeah.
Cloud, no clouds, beautiful day.
Little breeze.
A little bit. Simmons in shotgun formation, bobbles it, picks it up, a nice bounce. He's going to run to the right side and break a couple tackles, but then maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. So turn the positive out of the negative there.
Given chase there, Cade Makings. Chase him out. That's the only thing. I mean, other than the fumble and East Ash, I didn't go right except you went out of bounds. I didn't necessarily want that to happen.
Yeah. The clock is your favorite person right
Could
now.
Be your friend, yes.
Second and 10, East Atchison from the 40. Let's see, Simmons in the shotgun for, nope, he's under center. Spananos right behind him along with, right, there you go, Graves. Graves gets small on the left side, and Graves is going to keep moving forward. He should have enough for the first down.
Forearm kept him going. Philip Heron and also Dylan Lair down there, and another first down for East Atchison.
The clock keeps moving. The clock stopped long enough to get the ball spotted, and the referee's moving on. Clock running with 8:15 left in the game. East Atchison has the ball first and 10 on about the Rockport 27-yard line. East Atchison taking their time coming out of the huddle. Simmons now moves up under center. He's going to give the ball. Nope, he faked it to and gave it to Graves on a pitch to the right side. And Graves maybe gets 1 yard on the play.
Good job by Cade Makings, junior defensive end, getting out there to upend the fullback. Second and 9.
So 1 yard gain for East Atchison, second and 9. In the fourth quarter, clock running with 7.5 minutes left. Ball spotted right around the 27-yard line of Rockport.
I'll defend you there, Troy. I thought the Spinato had the ball.
Yeah. You've been doing a good job with that play throughout the day. All right, again, they're taking their time. Now Simmons moves up under center, takes a quick snap, gives Spinato on the right side. Spinato's going to get maybe 2 yards on that carry.
Getting in there defensively for Rockport again is Corbin Jacob. He's a sophomore linebacker. Got in there, did a good job, picked up of a yard and a half on the play, about all.
And as you said, this starting the third quarter, starting out of halftime, we slowed the game down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if that's what East Atchison wants to do. I think they just want to keep speeding it up.
Well, they just want to keep running the ball.
Yeah.
They do have a clock. Play clock down here in the end zone. They can watch.
Okay, yeah, right.
See the quarterback looking
We're
at
over
things.
In Missouri now. You're right. That's something.
Some have and some don't. Spinato running
out to the left side, and he's maybe going to get to the line of scrimmage and fall forward for 1 yard.
A whole bunch of tacklers. Heron, Makings also in there. Trulin Pankow, as well as, once again, Jarrett Hunter for Rockport.
Brings up fourth down and about 6 for East Atchison. The ball spotted right at the 25-yard line. Yeah, now that you talk about those play clocks, thanks for letting me know here midway through the
fourth
quarter.
Well, I kind of forgot about it. I saw the quarterback looking at it down here.
Yeah.
Throughout the game, it was no problem. They weren't watching it at all. They were just getting there and going.
Yeah.
But now you can see him watch it.
Down to 1 second left on that play clock. And, again, Simmons does a great job of getting out of the interception.
That is intercepted. Troy, he had a receiver 10 yards behind everybody, and he didn't see him.
Yeah. But that was fourth down anyway.
Yeah.
So turnover on downs, but it was fourth down anyway. And if they weren't going to, maybe they got some positive yards on that.
Yeah, you've been better on dropping the ball if you're Rockport, but you're never sure what's going on around you.
Exactly. So Rockport takes over, first and 10.
Down 4.
5:36 left here in the game, down by 4. You're on your own 18-yard line. All right, Blue Jays break the huddle.
East Atchison got to 8 of those 12 plays I called for before turning it over there.
Burke comes up under center. There's the snap. He's going to fake both sides and going to keep it up the middle now. And he's going to get maybe 4 yards before momentum is stopped.
call it a gang tackle.
Yep. Well, they never really tackled him. They just stood him up, but dropped his progress.
Trent Kingery leading the way there, looks like.
And he's going to get about 6 yards on that. So at second least, down and four. Clock running right at 5 minutes. Blue Jays have the ball on their own 25-yard line, but they trail by four. All right. Burt comes up under center. The give right up the middle is Makings.
He's a load. We've
got two flags.
Come on.
Both of them were late. Late flags, but two of them thrown at the same time.
We have a covey.
Covey.
Covey of flags. Flag flew where the tackle was made. So you would think perhaps face masking.
Yeah.
Or something Rockford got some in the back.
Yep. First and foul face mask against East Patches.
That's all it was. Okay.
So two officials saw the same thing. There you go.
So give a 15-yard addition to where they were at. Moves the ball down to the 32-yard line of East Atchison.
All right. So first and 10, Rockport. On about the East Atchison 32-yard line, clock running with 4:42 left in this game. Rockport trails by four. Burke breaks the huddle with his Blue Jays under center. Makings is in the backfield, and it's going to be the fullback this time. All right. That was Makings.
That was Makings. He's getting a workout now. Litherberry in there defensively along with Braden Graves again.
They do a good job hiding that little fullback trap in there. And,
mm-hmm.
All right, gives about a 2-yard gain. Second down and eight for Rockport.
4:05, and the clock winding down here in this fourth quarter. TD would put Rockport up. They're trailing by four.
They got the ball on East Atchison 30-yard line. Going to go with the shotgun formation this time is Burke. And give to Makings, and Makings going to be hit in the backfield for a loss.
That was an excellent play.
Oh,
for a moment, Weston Klosick with the big play.
And he's going to get flagged for unsportsmanlike there at the end.
Over-aggressiveness on the
he was
down after the whistle?
I'm not saying the standing over the top of him and we call that talking anymore. Yeah, taking a picture.
You told me earlier.
Yeah. But, oh, that's, yeah.
Oh, my. That's two big penalties on East Atchison, 30 yards on this drive.
And, you know, I've never been in that position to have that, you know, have a great hit and drop back him in this play of the game, so you got to be overly excited, you know.
Uh-oh.
But now the head of
Coach
official gets to.
Burns has to certainly turn back your touch line now.
All right, so first and 10, Rockport on the East Atchison 15-yard line. Again, Burke comes under center. Give to make fake to Makings, and Burke's going to keep it and move forward. All right, he maybe gets 1 yard.
Better stop at the whistle, boys.
Yeah.
Referees are not in very good mood right now.
The crowd is getting a little loud now, too.
Good stop there. Kingery again on the stop.
1 yard gain, so second down and nine from the 15 of East Atchison. Rockport has the ball, but the clock is at 3 minutes, and they're trailing by four. All right, Blue Jays break the huddle. Burke comes under center. Makings and Philip Heron back in the backfield. Give to Makings. He's going to cut it back to the left. He's got some running yards. He's going to move it ahead for something positive.
That's just what the doctor ordered for Rockport. Get up there close to a first down, but not quite. You got two downs now to pick up 2 yards.
All right, East Atchison's making a sub because somebody's helmet came off. So your 87 comes in as the nose guard here, or defensive lineman. Rockport has the ball, third and two. Burke under center, and he's going to be a quarterback keeper. And a good second effort there. He might have the first down here. Referee's going to stop the clock.
That's just what you want. Get that first down. Get lined up. Get that clock on. Heron comes out there, a little bit gimpy, but running better as he moves over to the side.
All right, so they do call it the first down. So first and goal, Rockport has it on the East Atchison 6-yard line. Clock now running at 2:15 left in the game. Again, Rockport trailing by 4, but we're down inside the 10-yard line. All right, Burke. Rockport breaks the huddle. Burke is going to be in a shotgun formation. Micah making strictly to his left, and we got a
timeout, I think.
Timeout.
Rockport.
So Rockport calls a timeout here. 1:59 left in the game. All right, Rockport trails by 4. You're listening to the Peru State Game of the Week.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to East Atchison High School here in Tarkio, Missouri. John, we were talking about this on the ride up. On paper, this looked like it's going to be a very good game, and right now, that's where we're at.
Don't always work that way.
It doesn't
work today.
Oh, man. All right, so again, Rockport has the ball first and goal on the 6-yard line. 1:59 left on the clock here in the fourth quarter, and they trail by 4.
They'd love to have 2 or 3 plays to score here.
Yeah. Take some time off the clock.
Or
get the touchdown.
Take a touchdown right here.
All right, so shotgun formation is Burke. Micah Makings strictly to his left, and he's going to get Micah Makings, but he bobbled it, but he's still got it, and he's moving forward. He might get 1 yard.
That forward handoff popped loose.
Yeah.
And leading the tackling duties again is going to be Colin Headland. Oh, that stopped your heart.
Ooh. So no gain on the play. Second down and goal for Rockport. Clock still running, 1.5 left. Blue Jays break the huddle. Burke comes up under center this time.
Heron back in there, fullback now.
He's watching that play clock. It's down to 10. Burke and Phillip Heron, and give to Phillip Heron. To the left side, he might get 1 yard there.
Litherberry on the stop, and East Atchison's going to call a timeout here. Try to save some time with 1:09 to go as East Atchison. If they score to Rockport, East Atchison will have to score to win. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Falls City native Hannah Seal is the newest doctor on staff, now seeing patients at Family Medicine Clinic. Dr. Seal's a Sacred Heart and University of Nebraska graduate, passionate about family medicine and building lifelong relationships with her patients. Dr. Seal has a particular passion for geriatrics and women's health and is now taking appointments at Family Medical Clinic. Call 402-245-4475 to set up an appointment with Dr. Seal in Falls City or learn more online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, the situation is this. It's third down and goal from the 4-yard line for Rockport. They trail by 4. They've got 2 timeouts left. So does East Atchison. You really don't want to go to fourth down here now, Troy.
Oh. All right, so here we go. Third and goal from the 4. Rockport comes under center. Burke has it. Going to give to Micah Makings up the middle, and he's going to get in.
Touchdown.
Rockport scores the go-ahead touchdown with 1:05 left in this game.
I saw the official on the far side. He was the only one that indicated. But it is a touchdown, and Rockport takes the lead with 1:05 to go here in this contest. Wow, 9 plays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer.
A conversion here attempt by Rockport. Burke's going to fake it and keep it. And he gets the 2-point conversion. First one of the day for Rockport. So
1:05 left in this game. Rockport pulls ahead 32-28. You're listening to high school football on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
East Atchison High School here in Tarkio, Missouri. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. CJ Kartasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. So with 1:05 left in the game, 4-yard run by Rockport's Micah Makings capped the 9-play, 62-yard drive, and the quarterback kept the 2-point conversion in. All right, so Rockport takes the lead 32-28. That's the first time they had the lead since the very first game, or score of the game, 6-0.
I would be very tempted by these adding to sneak Spinato forward here.
Yeah.
But he's going back deep. Kicking it away will be Rockport, but they've not kicked long all day. They kicked just past the first line.
Okay, so, but every time the second liners get it, they just fall on it.
Yeah, that's right. 25 or 30 yard line.
They've never tried to return it, though. They just fall on it.
Well, here we go.
And it's the same way. This time they're going to catch it, and this time they're going to run it up. But he's going to get about 5 yards there for East Atchison. Number 12,
nice
that, Owen DeRozier.
And making the stop defensively was Camden McEnany. Freshman made a big play right there.
All right, so East Atchison has the ball, first and 10 on their own 35-yard line. Minute 2 left in this game. East Atchison trails by 4.
2 timeouts left for both teams.
All right, so here we go. Simmons, shotgun formation. Spinato to his left, and give his to Spinato on the right up the middle. He's going to get 3 or 4 yards on that carry.
Defense there, Corbin Jacob for Rockport.
But the main thing is the clock is running. 48 seconds left, second down and 7 now for East Atchison. Dropping back is Simmons to pass. He runs out of the pocket. He's got Spinato open, up for the first down, and he's gotten out of bounds at around the 20-yard line.
Spinato's so hard to keep track of.
Oh.
That moves from the 38 all the way down to the 23-yard line, 18-yard pickup.
38 seconds. First and 10, East Atchison on the Rockport 23-yard line. 38 seconds left in this game. East Atchison trails by 4. East Atchison breaks the huddle.
Spinato in the slot.
Give to Graves up the right side, and he's still moving. Referees are going to blow the whistle. Never got brought down, but forward progress was stopped.
Timeout call here, I believe, by East Atchison.
Yep.
31 seconds left. They're down by 4, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio, Missouri here. On this great end of this game here, 31 seconds left. Each Atchison has the ball. Second down and 6 on the Rockport 19-yard line. Simmons is shotgun formation, dropping back to pass, looking for Sperano. And he not dropped the ball, but that wasn't Sperano.
It wasn't a Spinato right then. That was number 12.
DeRozier.
Yeah, DeRozier came in from the right side, and he was right at the goal line where he couldn't hold on to the football.
So incomplete pass.
Third down.
Third down, but the clock stops.
One timeout left now for East Atchison. They can still run it or throw it over the middle.
All right, so East Atchison has the ball. Simmons in shotgun formation. Two receivers to your right. And give the fake. And again, Rockport read it perfect. Simmons faked it to Graves and then pulled it back out and bowed him down for a loss.
Two great plays there. Timeout. Heron ends up with the tackle. It's going to be a loss on the play back a little way. Troy, we'll keep it here this time.
Okay.
It's going to be fourth down and a long eight, call it nine. So they lose three on that play. And now it's fourth down and nine from the 22-yard line.
Yep.
So they can get a first down. There's only 20 seconds left. Have no timeouts now for East Action. That was their last timeout. So.
Yes, good. Good
finish. Exciting finish of a football game. We got one here today in Tarkio, this 275 conference battle. Rockport's got to hang on here for one more play. No penalties.
All right, so Rockport comes off the sideline from the timeout. Referees blowing their whistle. Now East Atchison comes out of their huddle from the sideline. All right, East Atchison has the ball. Fourth and nine on the Rockport 23-yard line.
Spinato in the backfield, Troy.
All right, so.
And the Wildcat, he's going to take the snap.
Yep, Wildcat formation. Sperano moving to his right. Now he's going to throw it. He's got a receiver open. Oh, down to the 1 yard line. Oh, rolled in for the touchdown. Number 32, Trent Kennedy for the reception. With 14 seconds left on the clock.
A 23-yard touchdown pass, and now there's a flag. That's going to be excessive celebration, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it won't take the 6 points off the board. Actually, they almost spiked the ball when they made the catch. And the penalty will be against East Atchison after the touchdown. So the six goes on the board. It's 34-32. And the two-point try coming. Here comes an official over to visit with Coach Dalton Jones. Explain to him what happened. He threw that ball, Troy. The receivers were not even closely into it. Just threw it up for grabs almost.
And Rockport had it covered really well.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be intercepted for a moment. And then all of a sudden, Kingery came out of nowhere and jumped up and caught the ball.
But give credit on both sides of the ball there. East Atchison called a great play, and Rockport did what they needed to do to cover it. Just a great pass and a great catch.
Yeah. So this penalty will be on the kickoff with 14 seconds to go. This two-point conversion is almost irrelevant. It's a two-point game now, and I don't think either team has a kicker. I would attempt a field goal.
All right. So we got another whistle here. Moving the ball.
I'm going to head over on the hash.
Yeah, centering it. Okay, no.
Move to the left hash.
Okay. All right, so East Atchison going for the two-point conversion. Simmons is your quarterback in the backfield. All right, Graves is your halfback to the right, but looks like we're one player short. So we got
one, two,
East Atchison calling for another player. No.
Well.
All right, we got some confusion on this.
I had eight. I'm just going to change. We're going to take Kingery out.
And
another Moody
comes in. Now play clock has started. Wow, I thought it already started. They drop him back to pass. And two-point conversion is broken up by the Rockport defense. So 14 seconds left in the game. East Atchison takes the lead 34-32. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football by the Peru State Game of the Week.
Six plays, 45 yards. All right, with 14 seconds to go here, it's 34-32. East Atchison goes down and scores, Troy, in less than a minute.
That's,
48 seconds it took him to go 45 yards.
But, again, when they were trying to slow the game down, it just kind of took them out of their rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you go back to that series right there where they were speeding it back up, and then they just went down and did it.
you don't really want to. It's a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff here against East Atchison for that, taking your helmet off on the after the touchdown. So they're going to kick the ball off from clear back at their own 15-yard line. So that should aid Rockport some. You don't want to onside kick. Spinato's got a pretty darn good leg.
Yeah. He was kicking it in the end zone earlier, so Rockport set up about the 15-yard line here.
As a result of the penalty, you will be kicking from the 15. Well, here we go.
Spinato kicks it away, and it's a high one. It's going to be fielded around the 25-yard line, and he goes out of bounds.
That's a break. That ball went towards the sideline. Burke stepped out at the 21-yard line. 2 seconds off the clock.
All right, so.
Ben Litter, boy, if he'd have let that go.
Yeah.
They'd have the ball midfield.
Yeah. All right, so 12 seconds left in the game. East Atchison has a two-point lead. Rockport has the ball. First and 10 on their own 21-yard line.
And two timeouts for Rockport.
Yeah. All right, so Burke is your quarterback. He's going to be in a shotgun formation. You got two receivers to the right and one and to the left. Snap is away. Double end around. We fumbled the ball, and Rockport's just going to drop on it. So they did try their little razzle-dazzle, but the handoff didn't work real well going from the halfback to the split end on the other side.
Lineman made a nice play there. That was Hunter jumping on it. So there's a timeout for Rockport. We'll take a break. It's a two-point game with 8 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here to Tarkio. East Atchison has a two-point advantage. They're on the defense. There's 8 seconds left in the game. An 11-yard loss on that previous attempt at a trick play by Rockport. Now they've got one timeout left, and they're at their own 11-yard line here. They got 70 yards to go. I'm going to call it the 10-yard line.
Yeah, it's second down to 21. Rockport has the ball. Shotgun formation is Burke dropping back to pass. He's going to get wrapped to roll out to his left side. He's going to be hit and dropped for a loss, sack, and that's going to that clock stopped at 1 second.
Timeout with 1 second to go here.
Wow.
Now you've got third and 75 yards to go. So, unfortunately, Burke had nowhere to go with the ball.
Yeah.
And we'll keep it here with 1 second to go. Ball will be spotted back at the six and the ball on the five. So, loss of five more on that play. And now, there's just not a lot you can draw up there, Troy. I mean, trick play, you have to hope a defensive back falls down. You have to hope for a defensive penalty, something like that, a pass interference. Who knows? But can you have two coaches out on the field during a timeout?
Well, there are.
Apparently, yes.
Apparently, yes. The referees didn't throw anything, so.
I don't know. I guess you can.
Well, they're coming out with two right
there.
We'll
have to clear out in the middle of the field.
Yeah, right.
All right, Troy.
Timeout is over. 1 second left in this game. Rockport has the ball. Third down at 26 on their own 5-yard line. They trail by 2 points. Burke is the shotgun formation. Two receivers to your right, one to your left. In motion. All right, the fake to there. Pitch across the. Ooh, and he's hit right away. Big defensive stand by East Atchison to end the game.
Tried to go to Heron, and he got lit up on the last play of the game there by Owen DeRozier. Terrific ball game on this Saturday afternoon. 34-32, Atchison remains undefeated at 5-0. Rockport drops down to 3-2. We'll take a 1-minute break. We'll be back and wrap it up on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Tarkio, Missouri, home of the East Atchison Wolves. The game is final here. We'll give you the second half scoring brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn and Falls City. Starting the third quarter here, the only score in the third quarter, 4:12 left and a 5-yard run by East Atchison Spinato, 7 plays, 65 yards, 2-point conversion failed. East Atchison led 28-18. Into the fourth quarter, Rockport answers back at 10-13 with a 4-yard run by Micah Makings, 4 plays, 26 yards, 2-point conversion failed, 28-24, East Atchison. Rockport scores again with a 1:05 left on the 4-yard run by Micah Makings. 9 plays, 62 yards. A 2-point conversion was good this time by your quarterback, Burke, and Rockport led 32-28. But then with 14 seconds left in the game, East Atchison scores on a 23-yard pass from Spinato to Kingery. 6 plays, 45 yards. 2-point conversion failed. And your final score from East Atchison, East Atchison wins 34-32 over Rockport.
Individually in the game, Spinato, 12 carries, 107 yards, a touchdown. Graves for East Atchison, I had him 15 carries, 128 yards in the game. And Spinato scored 1 and threw for the winning touchdown in the ball game. For Rockport, we had Mike Makings, 14 carries, 86 yards, 4 touchdowns. Is that right, Troy? That's what I had. Wrote down here, 4 touchdowns for Makings.
1, 2, yep.
Okay. So he had a big day. Philip Heron, 25, carries 98 yards on the day, and that was pretty much the numbers for this game. A terrific ball game. Started off with 2 touchdowns in the first minute 15 of the game, I think it was. We had 2 touchdowns, then it slowed down, and it was a good, tight ball game. The biggest lead in the ball game ever was 10 points for East Atchison. I think that was in the second quarter. And from then on, it was nip and tuck the whole way. So congratulations to East Atchison. They get the win. They improve to 5-0 on the year. Rockport drops 3-2 on the season. We'll have East Atchison on the air again next week as they travel to Mountain City, take on the Panthers next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. Final thoughts, Troy?
Well, we kind of already said it. Again, this is my first time seeing the 8-man football in Missouri, and again, on paper, we thought it'd be good. It was. Lived up to everything we thought it would be.
Heck of an effort. And
yeah.
East Atchison, again, kind of somehow, again, has Rockport's number. They've had some good matchups on paper that haven't turned out that way the last few years, and East Atchison keeps the winning streak going. So that's going to wrap it up here for today. For Mr. Carpenter, back to the studios. For Troy, I'm John Nixon, saying good afternoon, everybody, from Tarkio, Missouri.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
You're listening to 5 decades of life.